pretty awesome. I mean, what an accomplishment for these guys. What a game today. Backs against the wall yesterday. Today, they play their best baseball. I'm so proud of them. Those six seniors, I'm so happy for them. I'm happy for my staff. They did an unbelievable job to coach these guys and get them ready. And I'm happy for the athletic department. This is a big win, and on to next week now.
Bill, when did you believe that this was actually possible? I know you guys have been meeting
today. No, you never really want to anticipate or think that this could happen, but probably when we went to Washington State, it was in our mind that we had a chance maybe to win this thing. But you still never, you never feel good until it's done. I mean, even with that lead, you were still kind of saying, hey, come on, let's get the third out. But this group believed, and I think they had it in their minds a long time ago.
How about those guys, the seniors who have struggled for the last 3 or 4 years?
I couldn't be more proud. They went through the downs of getting through this league and the grind and the how hard it was, and they made a commitment, and it really showed. I think again, I can't give enough credit to my assistant coaches. Those three or four guys are unbelievable coaches, and they molded these guys into what they are, and I couldn't, like I said, I can't be more proud of those guys that played, plus my coaching staff.
What was the atmosphere of the team after losing the first game of this series?
I don't think it was any different than it ever is. I mean, we came to the ballpark yesterday just like we did every other day. It was great. Loose, happy, having fun. It never changed. And this morning, same thing. I mean, it was even more relaxed today. So, they just, it, 2 months ago, they made it known that they wanted to have fun. And they did. And we let them go, and we had fun as well as a coaching staff. And it worked. It worked.
And just the fact you get to keep playing now, how rewarding
is
that?
No kidding. That's a great reward for these guys, great reward for our coaches. We get to go someplace. We'll find out where it is tomorrow. I couldn't be more happy. On our mission statement, we have, a goal of going to the regionals, and we made it. So, and again, I think I said this yesterday, being in the Pac-12 allows us to be able to do that.
Did these guys have a sense of how improbable this run was?
No, I don't think so. Not after we got going. I think they believed more than any team in the league, and we got good. Our players are good, and I think you guys saw it. We were good, and it did surprise me at times. How good we were at times, but it's a credit to Dallas. It's the both Cody's, AJ. They just kept this thing. Marufo was unbelievable in the way that they led this team. And didn't let him get down, and continue to work.
As far as you take the 2 5-run innings and then the 10-2 lead, how do you kind of keep those guys on it and say, hey,
well,
we're not letting up?
That was really interesting today because they never stopped in the dugout. It was always, we score five. It was always, hey, let's get the next, keep it going. Let's get these three outs, get through this inning. And we never lost focus, and that was a key today.
Go ahead. Okay, good job. You said yesterday you wanted to see how the guys reacted after the game, and you were pleased with that. How sweet was the wait and all that?
Well, I didn't get to see a lot of it because I was hugging my assistant coaches, darn it. So I'll have to watch it on TV. But that's what it's all about. You get to do that. That's what it's all about. We're going to have a banquet tonight and kind of enjoy it. Get together tomorrow morning to see where we're going and get back to work.
You guys finished 9-1 in third games of Pac-12 series. What does that number say to you?
Number one key is Josh Lapiano. He gave us a chance every time, and then you put the grit and the determination on top of that with our players. That's a really good stat.
Congratulations.
Thanks. It takes a good group of guys after non-conference play, and it didn't go so well, to get into conference play, get closer and closer, get better and better, share the same vision, and all move in the same direction. It's just all been really fun to watch come together.
Thanks. I'm glad it was fun for you guys. It was fun for us too. Now that it's over, it's really fun. But going through it, it's hard. You don't realize, you don't get a chance to enjoy the wins as much as you'd like to because you got the next game. And we still have the next game this week, but I'm going to enjoy this one.
You said earlier this week could be your best week of baseball in your life, man. Now that it's over, can you assess it?
Not yet. I'm just so happy for our players. You know, this is a great accomplishment, unbelievable accomplishment for them, and they'll be known as champions all their life now.
As the architect of all this, you get kids from all different walks of life, all different places to come to Salt Lake City, and now to get them to the stage, that's got to be gratifying.
It's easy once we get them here because of this, the city sells itself and the university sells itself. So if we can get guys to visit, we have a great chance of signing them. And you know, hopefully now this even gets us in more doors and we continue to get better.
Ever since I moved here, people told me this wasn't a baseball town, but you had 7,000 screaming fans in the stands today. Looks pretty good to me.
That's pretty neat. That's awesome. And again, that goes to to where we are today. And if we play well, maybe they do come out, you know. So what a great venue. We had 7,000 people. Great day.